Yan Dav Pei Bei Amid Aleph. We have learned a memre of Shmuel B'Shmei Delevi that if a person makes a neder, an isha makes a neder, hanoah pleini olai, but she also to have hanoah from pleini. So Levi said that you're maker. And it's a meir de kechidish. Even though there are many other people she can have hanoah from, but it could come out, there's a possibility, maybe she'll be dependent on this pleini, and she'll be unable to have hanoah from this pleini. So therefore, taking this possibility into consideration, we consider this a neder which can bring tinui nefesh, and therefore, the Baal is b'koyach l'hotel. Let us just start again from the Tnan. Peiris Medina Zu'alai. We learned in the Mishnah, Peiris Medina Zu'alai, she asked Peiris from the whole Medina, Yovilo Medina Acheret. So it's not considered in the Nefesh. He can bring her from another Medina. Now, according to Levi, if she asked Hanoah from one person, we say since there is a possibility that she might become dependent on this person, and this could bring to the Nefesh, so we see to have this possibility, if she made a neder on the whole Medina, that she might become dependent on this Medina. And that should also be considered in the Nefesh. And the Mishnah says that he can't be Mefer. Omar Rav Yosef, the Komro Shetobi Ato. Rav Yosef said, our Mishnah is speaking about a different case, not the same case of Levi. Levi is speaking about that she has no way to have her know from this plane. So therefore, we have to take into consideration maybe it will occur that she'll be dependent on this pleini, and she will not be able to have hanoah from this pleini. So that's what's considering a nefesh. But the Mishnah is speaking about a different case. She said, Shetobi Ato, that if you'll bring from this Medina, she spoke to her husband, if you'll bring me peiris from this Medina, I won't have hanoah from these peiris. But if I will acquire these peiris from someone else besides you, but then I will have hanoah. So the Ran explained that there are two factors. Number one, even though her husband can provide her peiris from this Medina, but it's not considered in the nefesh because it could be someone else will provide her peiris from this Medina. Number two, her husband, the Mishnah says, her husband, what he sometimes shall be dependent on her husband and not on someone else. And the husband can bring her from this Medina, but her husband could bring her from a Medina acher. So that means we do not consider that this neder will bring about inu nefesh, because from this Medina, someone else could provide her the peiris. And from her husband can also provide her the peiris from a different Medina. Shankin, the case of Shmuel, B'Shmei Levi, is speaking about that from this pleini, she can never acquire hanoah from this pleini, and we have to be afraid maybe there will be a time that she'll be dependent on this pleini. Toshma, this is where we are up to. Peiris henveni ze'olai. With the next case in the Mishnah, ein yochel lahofel. Also the same thing, because you can bring from another henveni. What is the difference henveni olai than hanoah pleini olai? The Gemara answers, hachinami deka omro shetobi ato. also speaking about the same case, she did not ask her this hembani behechlet that she will never have enough from this hembani. She just said, if you bring from this hembani, I won't have enough. But someone else could bring from this hembani. Let us see the Ram. Toshma mi seifa, ochanami domrile shetoviyata, mishim hochi, even the efshelo, it's possible, retnanuyi mi peiris ahu hembani gufa idei acher. She could derive benefit from this hembani if someone else will bring it to her. Viyonami moti maisi lo mi duchtachine, and if she ever be dependent on her husband, he can bring her from a different hembani. So therefore, this is not considered a situation of a possibility of inu nefesh. The possibility is very, very slim. The mamela, so doesn't have a din of inu nefesh, that's why it can be made. Now, let us go further. We have the last bov in the Mishnah. Loi hoiso parnososoi elom imenu, arei ze yosef. If this hembani sold on credit to him, and another hembani would not sell on credit to him, so then this is considered inyan nefesh. Now we have here a tremendous problem. Einoch hanami, he can't bring from this hembani, but we just said in the kimter that it's speaking about that she only answered with hembani, if her husband will bring the payers, someone else will bring the payers, so she can derive benefit from this hembani. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So someone else can bring the payers from this hembani, and her husband, when he'll have money, can go to a different store. So why is this considered in the nefesh? Hello, mi de seifa de loy maisi bal avareshe de kamaisi hi. Avareshe in yochel lo hofer u de kamaisi hi. Now, the lotion of the Gemara is very schwer. I will see in the Ram, there are three gilsois over here. So let us see the Ram. Ram first has a different gilsois. The amrit de omrolei shetobi ato, if this akimt is true, that the whole Israel from this company is that if her husband brings it to her, Amayofer, so why can he be made there? So it's not Ini Nefesh, someone else can bring her from this company. Elo Midisaifa, this is a different gift, Elo Midisaifa, the Kamaisi he. That's the Iker Gil. Later explain Agil also. Pachi Pirush. Now let's explain what the Gemara says. Midetefe diktomi areze yofa. Mitukma al kochoch. If he can be made from the sefer, so you have to say, Sha'osro oleo peiroisot afulu heisi dikamaisi. You have to say that the Sefer is not speaking about the way you were saying Shetovi Ato. You have to say the Sefer is speaking about that she can't derive benefit from this hembani period. The Eloi Otrino Ilav Alehi the Kamaisi Lubal, because if you'll tell me that the Sefer is also speaking about that only the Yisera knows only if the Baal will bring it to her from the Shembani, am I Yoker? So why should he be made? Or why is this considered Ini Nefesh? There's no Ini Nefesh involved. The husband won't bring it from the Shembani, someone else can bring it from the Shembani. There's no Ini Nefesh. Just like you tell me all along. But I feel from the same Adin is no Ini Nefesh because someone else can bring it. So if the Mishnah says that there's Ini Nefesh in the Sefer, Elevadai Bechol Inyan Osola. So you have to say, speaking about that she said that she can't derive any benefit from this tenderness. Now, if that's the case in the Sefer, so Yehola Kimta is wrong. So there's no differences in cases in the Mishnah. We have three cases. But if I prove to you that the Sefer HaKosuch is speaking about the Komaisihi, that a pillow, if she'll buy from the Chenveni, it is also, that means she's an Oivet Eitis from this Chenveni, his Reisha Nami Diktoni, there he can't be maker. Well, Gavnanami Mitukmas, also speaking about that she can't derive from this chembani. He says he can't be maker. So now we're back to the Kasha and Levi. So the Reish is also speaking about that she asked Hanoah from this chembani. She can't have an offer from this chembani, and this is not considered the Imi Nefesh. We don't say maybe there will come a time that she'll be dependent on this chembani, and she won't be able to get from this chembani. That was Levi's dictator. We don't say that. We say there's other chembani. I maybe don't say this maybe. You don't clear such far-fetched cases. That's the Kasha and Levi. Diktoni pay the chemnis a lie, ain yoch a lahofa. Bulgam the nami mitutme. Kilahofi ktoni ain yoch a lahofa. And it says in the reisha can't be made. The lekker midi bein reisha le sefer, because the only difference between the reisha and the sefer is, oh, the reisha mairi shloi hoisa panasose mimeno. The whole difference is, in the reisha he could buy from another store. So the same thing, you can't buy from another store. But that we seek love from the Mishnah. If you can get from another store, from another person, that's not called Imi Nefesh. That's exactly not what Levi had said. Levi had said, if because of the nether from one person she can't get, that's called Imi Nefesh, because we have to be afraid of a possibility that she might be dependent on this person, she won't be able to get it from him. That is the nusach of the Rav. With the Sefer, the Kamaisi, just for the sake of speaking about that, she also can have an or. Seishanami, the Kamaisi, that she also can have an or. Not Shatoviyat. The Ikin Noski, the Gorat, and that's our Gilse, Elami, the Sefer, the Lamaisi Baal. Have a reisha de kamaisi. Vakol hoylech letamecha. It also means the same thing. Dofi koma. Midesefer al kolchoch mairi de mitzera. The sefer is speaking about that she's also afagam zloi maisi lulani peiris bal. That you have to say, because also he wouldn't be able to be maisa. It's afagam zloi maisi bal. Sefer delay mighty Baal. The Sefer she's also even if the Baal won't bring it. Yeshanami mighty Bilgav Neguva. Dafa Gav the mighty Guva Mitzri Yalo. Again, it's the same Kasha with different words. But Al Kaponim, the Sefer is speaking about that the Isser is not only if the Baal will bring it, if anyone will bring it. So that's the Reisha also. V'ikasu Nuschi Achin. It is a third Girsit. The Gosi Midisefi the Komaisi Baal have a reisha the Komaisi Ihi. Bahi Pirush. Midisefa Akoko, Bishiep Shalolehonis Meisan Peres Eloye De Baal. The Sefer is speaking about that she can only get these Peres only through the Baal. The Goin Shein Achembani Reisa Lakifa Ide Acha Eloye. The Chembani does not want to sell on credit only to her husband. And so that it means, and the husband can't bring from this Chembani. Shatoviyata. But in other words, it means she can't get from this Chembani, period, because he's not selling on credit anymore. Because the only one the company will sell to the pages for her is her husband, and she can't have enough of us. הכוח לדידוח תמוקס לו בדעומר עלי שטובי עתו וכי יגב נעסקין את זה to be speaking about that the komaisi baal, that only the baal could bring the payas. Yiloya mayofa, because if the heavenly is masking to give to other people, so why should he be making it on your nefesh? The reishanami the komaisi yi, the reishanami akochetum in the seifi, shev shalol lahonik, elabisa, kigen shanod ranos beroysa batulatik nibas. בכל הנוסחות אילויס לטעם אחד, all the נוסחות are just saying one thing, that your kimtas are wrong, your kimtas, the Mishnah is speaking about that from this person, from this company, from this Medina, she cannot acquire peiris, ba'af al-pikein, it is not considered dinei nefesh. So that's the kasha on Levi. Hello. So what did the Gemara answer? Reishe en yochil lahoka udekamaisi. You're right, 100%. He can't be meita, even though she also can't bring the peita. Claim it. Ain't vade kushta kamra. You're right, 100%. בראש מתוקמה בשעות רול פיילוי סוב שלויס חנדד אפילו שביים היא Yeah, you're right. The Mishnah is not like Levi. You're right. The Mishnah says Klal not like Levi. Let's turn the page, and before we see that I'm further. Umas Nisim, Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. The Omar, Rabuni, Kuli, Pirkin, Rabbi Yossi, ומיין יוכל להופע משומיני נפש, אבל מיפה נדורים שבינוי ובינו. Now let us see Baran. How Baran explains the Gemara says. Again, אלא ראשי אין יוכל להופע ודקמייסי יקלוימה, אין בדי קושטה קמרית. בראשי מתוקמה בשעוסו עולהו פירסו בשלויסו חנדנו. That the Reisha is speaking about that she asked on herself, Peiros in the Chembani, Batulub Shaviyami, Umiyulei Kasha Lishmur. Not a Kasha Lishmur, the Masnissan Kula Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi ain't no chenami, then Yochel Ahofa Mishum Midrin in Efesh, 100% night. We see Rabbi Yossi had different guidelines in Inei Nefesh. For example, the Chachamim held Shalei Elchad, that's Inei Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi said, that's not Inei Nefesh. He had a different, Inei Nefesh is Peiros Olam. Shalei Elchad, that's not Inei Nefesh. So he had a different outlook on Inei Nefesh, Rabbi Yossi. So Memele, I'll tell you, that's the story what you said, this is a possibility. That she'll be dependent on this person and she won't have that called Inei Nefesh. And the Rabbanon Taka looked at it that way. They have a different perspective in Inei Nefesh. A possibility of Inei Nefesh is also called Inei Nefesh. Just like Le'elchis is called Inei Nefesh. The Mishnah says it's not Inei Nefesh, 100%. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds it. So for one person, she won't be able to get payers and maybe she'll be dependent on this person. That's not called Inei Nefesh. So it's Shalom Al Yisrael, the Machlokes Tanoim, and you pass them like the Chachamim, which you should pass them like the Chachamim, Yosef Barah, Malach HaKirat. Ushmur Do'om HaMeifes Tome, Vapilu Mishum Inei Nefesh, Mashmi, Karabon, and Svirile, he holds like the Rabbon. Now, So the Gemara said another day, how do we know the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi said all the Mishnahs are going according to Rabbi Yossi. Now this is very difficult. We think Pshat my first Mishnah. We don't bring Rabbi Yossi's memory. The first Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Hi, the Yitzchak Lameima Hoche, the Omar Rabbi Yossi Kulei Pirkei Rabbi Yossi. That was the Gemara bring Rabbi Yossi's memory. that the whole Perek is going according to Rabbi Yosef. Lav Misham Homas Nisim Buka. We don't need Rapunah for the first Mishnah. The Boho Homesayim Bodimre Rabbi Yosef. He is close that this is going according to Rabbi Yosef. Elo Mishum Dachosh Hashad. You ask him this Mishnah, shall tell you this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef. No problem. But do ma have a poch like me idach matnis. There's another Mishnah. But Tony, Tainem, she aninen elabrius. If she answers that she can't ever know from any brius, ain't a yokalofa, because she can never know from her husband. The husband does not nichlal and brius. Okay, she can never know from her husband. Her stomach Tony, there doesn't say anything, a name. Blame a poch, but divo Rabbi Yosef. So the mailer, I'll answer that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef, so you'll jump down my neck. Well, that's what the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says much more than Levi said. She asked her know from all the brides besides her husband. It's not called any nefesh she can get from her husband. So before you start asking any kashas, the kula pilkin Rabbi Yosef. The whole page is going according to Rabbi Yosef. So whatever halacha you'll find in this pesik is Rabbi Yosef. The lekel le mitrach min a klal b'shmu or b'klal b'shmu dama kerabon. So memele. So this is lemaise the maskonas hagemore that this concept that afilu an isa from one person falls into the category of inin nefesh. This is shitas hachachomim. They have different perspectives in Inui Nefesh. This is also called Inui Nefesh. But the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef, which holds this is not Inui Nefesh. Now the Ran is another problem. That means that we're finished already. Shmuel says it's called Nidrein Nefesh. Our Mishnah holds it's not Nidrein Nefesh. The next Mishnah holds it's not in Nefesh. So one Teret, our Mishnah, the next Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef. Shmuel is going according to the Chacham. Finished. All of a sudden, our Gemara tells us another idea. You know, Nachul, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's not in the Nefesh, but it's Vom Shebeine Lebeine. What's that Negeya us? What is this Negeya, according to Rabbi Yosef? It is Vom Shebeine Lebeine. It's not Vom Shebeine Lebeine. We're finished already. We answered the Kasha. Shmuel holds like the Chachomim, and they hold it Nidrei in the Nefesh. And finished, Rabbi Yosef, it's not in the Nefesh. So why did the Gemara have to mention this? I know time to show the Misa, the Rabbi Yosef, the Mosa, Mefer, Afilu, Mishim, Dvorim, Shebeinu, Lebeinu, if we would say that according to Rabbi Yosef, it's not even called Dvorim, Shebeinu, Lebeinu, Lekal, Lemei, Medelevi, Lerabon, On, Nedo, Sheyesh, Be'ini, Nefesh. I mean, we would never say that there's such a contrast between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yosef. That means, here we see Klor Rabbi Yosef, it's not in the Nefesh. I'm telling you, the Chachomim all did it in the Nefesh. You don't have any proof, but I can tell you that. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef. You can prove Akel. If the Salevi held the Rabbonon, all did it in the Nefesh. But if we would say that according to Rabbi Yosef, it is not even Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu, so then we could not say that according to the Rabbonon, this is called Inui Nefesh. There should be such a machlokes in a kota la kota. The Elchat, Veloy Elchat, the Rabbonon have Inui Nefesh, Rabbi Yosef have Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. The Memela, we see how the machlokes in go, that Rabbi Yosef is one darga less than the Chachamim. You call it Inui Nefesh? No, I call it Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. Shemoch Yemrin and the Rabbi Yosef Nami Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu Havien, Hilkar Shachem Etzinu Lemeinu, the Rabbona Meitam Mishamin Inu Nefesh. So that's why the Gemara, put all the loose threads together that the Teretz should stick. Now, I'd like to just mention Ashtikol Ha'ore. The Gemara says that it is considered, according to Rabbi Yossi, Dvorim Shebeinoy Lebeino. So now let's understand this. Let's talk about the case of the Mishnah. She said that she won't eat Peiris from this Chendon. Fine. So according to Chachamim, it's in the Nefesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not in the Nefesh. But it's Dvorim Shebeinoy Lebeino. What's the Beinoy Lebeino over here? What is the Beinoy Lebeino? So the Rabbeinu Avraham in the Hor, many of the Rishonim say Pshat as follows. The Hoyo, the Evshel Olechel Me'oisei Min Mimokemach. Let's speak about the case of Chendon. She asked that she won't eat from this Chendon. So since she can get from another Chendon, they have it in Nefesh. We don't think there might be a case that all stores will be closed besides this. No, we're having it in Nefesh. Avo meita mishum dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. She teirei achuloi leitopol olhovi lapeiret mimokenach. He says, very good. She'll never hunger, that's for sure. That means she'll never hunger, so he has to go to a store 2 blocks away, and if that store's closed, he has to go to a store 5 blocks away. So memele ini nefesh, it's not. She'll always get her food, but it's on his plate. That means that he's going to suffer because of this nether. So that's the dvorim shebeinu lebeinu. So that's the chmir. The Ran did not learn like this. Because the way the Rabbeinu Avraham in the Hor is saying, the ini nefesh of the Chachomim and the beinoy lebeinu of Rabbi Yossi are two different things. That means the Chachamim hold in the Nefesh, maybe all stores will be closed besides this store. That's the Chachamim hold. So maybe in the Nefesh, he'll make such a scenario, and all stores are closed besides this, and she won't have what to eat, so in the Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't say, who thinks about a story, all stores will get closed, but this, there's nothing but to worry about. But there's a different problem. He has to go to different stores. He has to go. So, tatich on him. So, according to Rabbi Avraham in the Hor, we don't see in any way that Rabbi Yossi sympathizes with the Rabbonon and their Svore. Your Svore that all stores will be closed besides this store, Nishkishtayim and Nishkiflayim. But there's a different problem, because not being able to go to this store makes tatich on him. So what the Tzushtel to what the Ran said? The Ran said that, look in the Mishnah, Eloi Elchad, so the Rabbonon held it, you know, this is, she won't wash it from this, is Ini Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's not Ini Nefesh, but it's a problem, it's Vom Shebeinu Lebeinu. So there we see that he agrees b'mitzah that Irechitze is not a comfortable situation. It's not in the nefesh, but it'll make friction, it'll make hate. There we find that the Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Chachamim b'mitzah. But over here, if the Ran was one like the Ben Avraham, no, he disagrees with them at all. Nothing. I mean, is that what you're afraid of, that there'll only be this store left, and there's nothing much to worry about? There's a different problem involved. But because of this nether, he has to walk 2 blocks more each day. So he's not moide at all to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is not moide at all to the Chacham. So that's the Chmir. The Ran learned pshat that the inner nefesh is that the husband is doyik take, maybe what'll be if this will be the only store left. So that's what he's worried about. So what's going to be if this will be the only store? What's going to happen then? So we don't consider it in the nefesh because the mice didn't occur. But to be doyig about it, and it should bother him, and it should
And it should bring friction between them. Look what you did now. What if this will be the only straw? What's going to happen then? So this already is affecting, this is Bom Shebeinu Rabbeinu. That's, I think, how the Ran understood Pshat in the Bom Shebeinu Rabbeinu. But even that Tikna, the Shmuel, the Omar Kerabono. Now, since the Maskonis HaGemori is that Shmuel holds like the Rabono, that Rabono, that is considered in Yenefesh, Naptinon Kibosai. So we pass on like the Rabono. Ba'av Agav, the Kulei Pirkin Rabbi Yossi, even though the whole Perek, all the Stam Mishnai is called according to Rabbi Yossi, who does not hold this word, laughs Tominin, it's not a Stam Mishnah. The Kivin Dektoni Tane Divrei Rabbi Yossi Yuseire Havlekim Rotnam Vedye Bekula Masnishin Omer Rabbi Yossi. She have a whole Perek of Omer Rabbi Yossi. But it's not a Stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yossi. And we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Behind that, the Ramban Zalfar, the Safi Zalamaylo, that Fakel, so we don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi, we pass him like the Chachamim. This is considered in Yinefesh. Abul Acheirim Oimrim de la Maskone, Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, we took him, they have a different Mahalach. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, the Hochikoma, Masnishin Rabbi Yossi, you're right, the Mishnah says he can't be Mefer, and it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Omayin yochel lohochem mishum nidrein in nefesh, avu mishum bom shebeinu lebeinu Mefer. But the Mishnah that says he can't be Mefer, you have to read between the lines. He can't be Mefer atin in nefesh. But it's bom shebeinu lebeinu, o Shmuel mami mishum bom shebeinu lebeinu, oim ad Mefer Rabbi Yossi. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said a very innocent statement. But if she said, she asked Hanos, Ploini Oleo, the husband could be Mefer. You know how he could be Mefer? Atzvom Shebeinu Lebeinu. Just, that's Rabbi Yossi also is the same thing. Yeah. Ploini here. So the Ran does not like this Pshat being Cain. If that is Pshat, they have along the Meimah, Masnitin Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Doma Ravuna to the Pirkin Rabbi Yossi. The Kivin Domrin, that is not at all important for us to know. The Kivin Domrin, if you're telling me, the Masnishin Dektoni Lo Yoko Mishum Nidrein in Nefesh Koma, you would not tell me a Nukshat in the Mishnah. Lo Yoko does not mean Lo Yoko Legamri, it means Lo Yoko Ratin in Nefesh. But Mishim Beini Lebeini is Mefer, Shmuel Dama Mefer, Mishim Dama Mishim Beini Lebeini. Vach Yisagim Lom Lefruch Shalit Yishmur, Mahit Peslom Shum, Masnis and Moni, Alevadi Kedamo. So the Ran says, if the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah holds you are Mefer, Al Tvom Mishim Beini Lebeini, and that is Pshat and Levi also, so finish. So we have to kash from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't be made. So the tells of the Mishnah says you could be made from Mishim Bein Lebein, and that is Chad and Shmuel. So what do you have to tell me is going to be Chad? Yeah, that's irrelevant. So Kofar does not like this Pshat. Let us go further. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel. Anu Sogi. Nodra Mishtei Kikreis. She made a neder from two Kikreis. What does this mean? That there were two kikres. One kikr was Asnikia, it was Bishmake Rol, and the other one was Paskibel. I mean, it was the epoch of Gishmak. It wasn't a Gishmake Rol. She made a nether. Now, one nether, I won't eat these both kikres. Ba'achas Mis'ane. Now, by this Gishmake Rol, if she won't be able to eat it, she'll have Imi Nefesh. This is a Gishmake Rol, and she won't be able to eat it. Imi Nefesh. Uba'achas Ein Mitzane. The past Kibber, if she won't eat it, she won't have any Agmas Nefesh and Imi Nefesh. I mean, it's a very inferior Rol, so it won't bring any Nefesh. Now,
Now he was made, it was one other. I won't eat these two rolls. There's in your nefesh on one roll, and on the other roll there's no in your nefesh. So Shmuel said, Mitoyev shu meifer le mis'ane, since he's the koyev to be meifer on the gishmak roll, because that's like in your nefesh, she won't be able to eat it. Meifer le she'ene mis'ane. So he can be made for very on the second roll too. Even though the second roll, there's no inyan nefesh by not eating the second roll. And we'll see the Tam and the Ram. V'ram Asi Yomar Rav Yochanan, meifer l'mitane. No, there's no such grade over here. For the roll that she'll have inyan nefesh from, it could be meifer. But the role that she won't have any nefesh from, he can't be made for. What right is to be made on that role? There's no any nefesh on that role. He can be made for that. Be'ikad Amri, it wasn't a statement of Rabasi and Rabbi Yochanan. No, it was boy menei Rabasi me Rabbi Yochanan. Rabasi yes, Rabbi Yochanan v'shaiwa. Nodro mishtei kitroi, b'achas misane, or b'achas ein misane mau, omer lei meikol a misane, vei meikol v'she ein misane. Let us see, Meran. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmu, nodro mishtei kitroi, v'goy. The Omro Shtei Kikreis Eilu Olai. And she asked both breads, Ba'achas Bis'am. One of these breads, if she won't eat it, she'll have any nefesh. She eat pas nekiya, the gishmak a pas. Ba'achas Ein Mitzane, in one pas, she won't have any nefesh, but not eating it. She pas kibba, this is an inferior pas. So Shmuel said, Mitoyev shu meifer le misane. Since he's bekoyach to be meifer for the pasnikiyah, minnei sheyesh b'ini nefesh, and that is zicha has koyach to be meifer, meifer le she'ein misane, he could also be meifer on the second part, even though there's no ini nefesh. Avo pishen b'ini nefesh. V'kiven v'shteyem, Dvar Achila. Now, since both of them are immediate Achila, by the Rang of the Sages, later try to explain this, Meifa L'Sha'in Mis'ane Begrore B'Mis'ane. Sagreira Dikade. That since he could be Meifa for the Mis'ane, so together with the Mitzan, he can be made ready on the Einim Mitzan. Number one. And number two, Vafilu Hefer Stam. Vafilu, he didn't specify. He just was made for the nether. He said, Mufalich, call a nether Mufal. The whole nether is Mufal. Right. V'Rav Asi Omar Rav Yerushanin, Mefer Le Mitzane, Ein Mefer Le She'ein Mitzane. Mishum the last lay after all, he doesn't hold this greater, meaning the Lachere, the Rabbi Yechon, that makes sense, he doesn't need an explanation. And he has a prayer to be made from Nitra in the Nefesh, and the Einem is Anas are in the Nefesh. Hilka, Afilu, Hofer, Beferish, the Misane, Afilu said Beferish, the Mefer, the Misane, the Ein Misane. He says, well, I want to be made for the Ein Misane. Ein Mufa, the Shein Misane. So it's not Mufa. Ka Pirshu Raboisa. So the Ram has a Kabbalah from Raboisa. Machloikis is there a greater dikidin? Do you say he's Bekoyach to be made for the Ein Misane of greater? Or you don't say greater? But no one was ever kind enough to explain what the story of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan is very poshut.
But Shmuel's coming in with a greire that you can be made for an aimless on it. No one explained it. V'nire be'inah. So therefore the answer, so I have to say an explanation. The Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan b'hochi plik. Mishum the talk sees v'isho yefeirenu. Her husband should be made for it. So from this passage, you say, Rambam, we learn out the tzorich habal sheyofer kol haneder. You have to be mefer the complete neder. The yefeirenu kulei mashma. Isha, her husband, yefeirenu, should be mefer the whole neder. He said, Isha Yofer, what Yeferenu, he should be made for the whole nether. Be made for Miktosoi. And what he was only made for a chelik of the nether, he wasn't made for the complete nether. Apilu Masha Ofer, Eini Mufer. So it's not Mufer, it's a Seder of Aphora. You can do whatever you want, because you have to be made for the whole nether. Shekach. He iker hagil sabahish maika de la kamon of shmoisha nichtoi boler besiyatu bishmai. Mishimochi koma, the kiven shen nodro mishtei kikreis. There was a nether of two kikreis. Harei hein kinederechad. It's one big nether. You can't be made for half a nether. It says you have to be made for the nether. Mishim hochi, mitoich shetzoich lahofer. He has to be made for. He has to be the inner nefesh involved, and he has to be made for. V'yoch lahofer lemisani mishim inner nefesh. And the Mitani could be made for Tini Nefesh. He's made for Gamkin L'Shei Mitani. So therefore he's made for today Mitani. The Amrit L'Mosi made for, if you say I can't be made for today Mitani, Nim Seshata Favosi L'Mitani Eine Klum, so that follow to the Mitani is also nothing. So I'm unable to be made for the Misan. V'ki v'in derachmon yod l'rishus alof in the dom sheyesh b'minei nefesh. The Torah gave him a koyach to be made from the dorim of inei nefesh. Al kolchach or meifer av b'shein mitana. So al kolchach, in order to be made for, there is a nether of inei nefesh, 100%. And in order to be made for this nether, I have to be made for the complete nether. The Torah gave us guidelines how to be made for. Yefeirenu. The Torah said you have to be made for the complete nether. So I have to be made for the ein misane. The misane b'shein misane tolya can only be made for the nether of ini nefesh only if I'll be made for the complete nether, which includes the ein misane. The amrit leimotzi meifer ike ini nefesh. So my mele, so the yefeirenu, which tells me my whole koyach hapore is only if the complete nether is mufer. So that tells me I can't be made for the ini nether, the ini nefesh, unless I'll be made for the whole nether. So I'll, in order to be made for the ini nefesh, I have to be made for the ini misanos. That is the svara of Shmuel. V'ravasi yom Rav Yochanan meifer lemisane ve'meifer lemashein misane. V'svira lei denehei v'yeferenu omar rachmone demashme kulei v'loi palga. You're right. The Torah said you have to be meifer the whole nether. Haino loime shetzorich lehofer kol ha-nether shu yochel lehofer. The whole nether that he is bekoyef to be meifer. The Yefeirenu Dikro, Aini Nefesh Koi. The is going about, she made an Adelanis Nefesh, Isha Yefeirenu, he should be made the holy Aini Nefesh. Hilka, Kol Shohoka, Kol Mashe Yeshba, Aini Nefesh, Vahi Sagu. So if he's made for the Aini Nefesh of this Nether, this is the whole Nether of Aini Nefesh. He was made for the whole nether of Inin Nefesh. Shemochi Mevila Misanim and Mevila Shein Misanim. So that is the Shaila, the Machloike Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan is the Yeferenu Mechayev me to be Mefa. Since it was one Nether, so I have to be Mefa the whole Nether, even though there are Cholokim in the Nether, which are not in the Nefesh, but that's what the Yeferenu is Mechayev. Or the Yeferenu is Mechayev only the Nefesh, boy, you have to be Mefa. The whole Nefesh. So that's what the Rambam had said before. The Shteyim, the Kibin, the Shteyim, Dvar Achila. When the Rambam said Pshat and Shmuel, since both of them are Dvar Achila, Meitel Shein Misana, Begor the Misana. That's what the Rambam means to say, if one would be Achila and one would be something else, Anhiloch, so some Mela, then Shmuel also, that's not one big Neder. It's two different Nedarim. This is a Neder and in Nevesh, it's a Neder and something else. But it's one big Neder and Achille, so this Neder of the Shiatan Bachille to Kikris. So we consider the whole Neder Yefeirenu, so in order that she should be Bekoyach to be Mefa, he should be Bekoyach to be Mefa, he has to be made for the whole Neder. Fine. The Chitayim, in Kain, the Svirelei Lishmu, the Yeferenu Akulei Nederkoi. The Yeferen is going on the whole Neder, not on the whole Chalik of the Neder, the Yezakoi Chavato, not on the whole Neder. Ba'afilu lahi palge de lese mahani gavnu de motzi bal meifa. Even though the other chelik, he doesn't have a koyach apore, but just keg minishon. If a renu has to be, if it's one nether, it has to be made for the complete nether. Uche de chsivne, the way we said, is tikshelei matnis. So I bezai, I have a kasha, I have a shreklech a kasha, and shmur from a mishnah. This Nam, we learned further, Netule Ani Minayud. She made a neder that she asked her Tashmish from all Yudin. So, including her husband, is Yofer Chelkoi, so it says that he's made for his, this is Rom Shebeinei Lebeinu. So he's made for his Chelik of the neder, Utehei Mishamashtoi, and she's Mutter Betashmish with her husband. So what happened with my Siktoir over here? Kivin the Yeferenu Omar Rachmona, we said Yeferenu means the whole nether. Mitoir Shemeita Chelkoi, Meita Nami Chelik HaYehudim. The Balav Hochi Lo Yevsha, or else he can't be made for Chelkoi either. You need Yeferenu, you have to be made for the whole nether. So what's Pshat in this Mishnah? Evsha equal amein. Now the Belav Hochi Lo Yevsha. Equal amein me, the Evsha the Sfirelei Lishmuel, the Yeferenu the Mashme Kulei the Loi Palgei Be'inai Nefesh Belchudu the Sfirelei. The Yeferenu is a Gzeira Sakos. That you have to be made for the whole Nether. Now, this Zer Sakosov is said on the Posik, La'anois Nefesh, Isha Yeferenu. So by Nidre Inu, Ran wants to say, the whole Limut is from a Posik Yeferenu, you have to be made for the complete Neder. This Zer Sakosov is mentioned by La'anois Nefesh. By La'anois Nefesh, you need Yeferenu. Yeferenu, the mashme, kulei, veloi palgei, bini nefesh bechuda dechsi, lei ashkichen lei bedvorim shebeinoi lebeino. Who be masnisen de lakamo, some emele, if this whole gzeres akosav of Yeferenu, which this is the whole basis of Shmuel, that is made for the Sheinim Isana also, so this says by the Pasuk La'anois Nefesh,
שממילא מסניסן דלקמון ובברייסה דמייסי לא בגמורה בנדרי נפש נוקת לו. Whenever we mention the din of יפרנו בנדרי נדרי נפש ולא בדבורים שבינו לבינו. Fine. So first the Ran said Exeris HaKosov. He says, I'm working with Psukim. Yifereno, you have to be made for the whole Neder. This Pasuk was said by Nidrei Nenefesh. So finish. So Svayam. Then he says, Umilse de Shaykhe Betayme. Then he wants to say, it's not a Poradum. It's not a Tip. It's a Din Yifereno by Nidrei Nenefesh. It's not Din Yifereno by Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeino. It's true, there's no limit, but what's the reason? The nidrei inei nefesh mishum kpeida didohu the motzi meifa. The reason he has a koyach of afore by nidrei inei nefesh, that's because of the difficulty she's encountering. The motzi, who the motzi meifa? The inuye gabo, she's the one that's suffering. Nidrei nefesh, she's suffering. So therefore, it's not correct that he should be made for half a neder. The ho ma'ani lo tfei. So he's causing her more suffering. We'll come back to this in a minute. Avol dvorim shebeinoy lebeino. On the door, dvorim shebeinoy lebeino, mishik feided the balu. There the dinner for is because it's bothering him. Hilkach b'mayda loikopit. Loikopit's whatever's not bothering him, so he's not meifa. B'mayda kopit, shori v'ozel adenavshe, ken yirebeine. Ozel d'shashit kilsa. Al koponim. So the Ran says now, along this. The Ran says that you have to know why we are meifa Dvorim Shalini Nefesh. And why are we made for Dvorim Shabbeinu Lebeinu? The reason we made for Dvorim Shabbeinu Lebeinu is because it's bothering him. He's suffering from the Neder. So then the logic is, whatever he's suffering, then it's not in of Yefeirenu, you have to be made for the whole Neder. If the whole koyach hapor is because my suffering is whatever I'm suffering, I'm meifa. The rest of the neder, they don't have to be meifa. Because that was the whole koyach hapor. Masha'en came by inei nefesh, you have to be meifa the whole neder. Because if you'll be meifa a partial neder, so since the whole din hapor is because of her suffering, if you'll be meifa a partial neder, Islo ma'ani lo tfei. Now that we have to understand what's the taich ma'ani lo tfei. So I think pshat in the Ran is as follows. Let's speak about a case that she made a neder on two kikris. Both were pasnoki. Now, so he's gonna say, so she had a cheshbon that not eat these two kikas, whatever a cheshbon was. She made the nether with a cheshbon. Now, he's made for one kika. So, I want to be made for one kika. It's not yeferenu. So what did you accomplish? It bothers me that you have any nefesh. You can eat this kika. But the ma'ani lo tfei, that means the other kika I still can't eat. I don't see where your chas am I in the nefesh. I think what I wanted to do I can't accomplish. I still have in the nefesh. So I think if the whole koyach is to be misalik, her in the nefesh, so you have to be made for the whole nether by taking half. They're still in the nefesh, and what she wanted to do, she can't do. So, in the whole koyach is because Nebuch, I don't want her to suffer. So, if you only made for half of the nether, so she's still suffering, and so you don't have a koyach to do such a thing, either take away the suffering or not. I think that's what the Ran means. Now, the Ran means by a nether that the whole nether is a nether of inei nefesh,
he's making a partial apor. And there, and on that nether, the Torah said Yeferenu. So since the halacha is on such a nether Yeferenu, so now we don't differentiate between such a nether and a nether that's half in Nefesh and half not in Nefesh. Already the Torah said by Nidrin in Nefesh, the whole nether has to be mufel. We don't look at each nether bazunda. I think that is what the Ran means. So the Ran means that by Nidrin in Nefesh, that was the halacha. The halacha was that either is mefer legamri or not mefer at all. So memele, and that halacha applies here also, even though perhaps the reason doesn't apply. So you have to be mefer the whole nether in order to take away the nefesh. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that you only have to take away the chelak of ini nefesh. That is the whole nether. It's not more than that. Eisvei. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Ha'isha shenodra benozer, v'hoise shoise yain metamala meisem. And she was drinking wine and metamala meisem. Ha'reizu soifeges esa alboim. So she gets malkis. She's a nozer, and she's oivan, and the zira, she'll get malkis. Hofer lo bailo vihi lo yedo shahofalo. The Baal was made for the nether. And she didn't know that he's made for the nether. Boise shoise yaina metamala mesa. Eino seifeges eso alboy. So she won't get malchus because aphoris nedorim, she doesn't have to be aware of the aphoris. So mameli was made for the nether, so the nether is mufa, and she's allowed to drink wine and metamala mesa. Be amrit. If you'll tell me, mefer le misane, ve'en mefer le she'en misane, if you'll tell me that the hafora only works, like a miyachan, only to the chelik, that's the she'adini nefesh. But she's not mefer to the chelik, that is no ini nefesh. Dilma mina yain dislotzara hofalo. So from the yain that she has tzar from not drinking wine, that's in the nefesh. There the afora helps. Min chartzon and min zog. But the pits and the skin of the grapes, which are also to anoza. So there's no in the nefesh if she won't eat the pits, she won't eat the skin. There's no in the nefesh over there. So it should be that the Fori should have not helped on that. The Holoyis lo tzaro v'tisbeg es harboyim. Omar Rav Yosef ein neziris lachatzoy. So now, let us see the Rav. Eisvei. Ha'isha shenodra benozer. Hareizu soifeges es harboyim. Now, what is the chiddush of this? Mafashinen, the Meseches Nozer, the Mishum Gor, the Sefer Nokta. This is poshut, that if she made a nether, and then she's even the nether, the zirah, she gets malchus. Dilme miyayin de islo tzara hofalo. The Dilme shver, by the mean the Dilme labdavke, not Dilme, dafilo hofalo bedye, Mizog v'chalson, he was mefer, the skins and the pits. Rabbi Yechon d'omar, I mefer l'shein l'misan l'mahani, b'shem time v'dachsivne. It won't help on the, he has no koyach hafora on the skins and on the pits, because there's no ini nefesh. So l'choyre, so we're asking a kash, and Rabbi Yechon, we're asking a kash, and Rabbi Yechon, and let her go and get malchus. That means, if the Baal was made for the Naziris. So here it says, Hofalo Baila Vila Yadosha Hofalo, Eino Seifegis as Alboim. How can you say such a thing? That means, if she'll wait to be over the Yisurei Nozu, she doesn't get malchus.
The
The Tana should have said a bigger Kiddush. Tafilo hafilo baylo soifeges. So here the Rishash wants to be goyis bachilas zog v'chalza. So that she should get malchus bachilas zog v'chalza. So why didn't the Tana say this? She should have said such a Kiddush. Omar Rav Yosef ein ziris lachatzoy. The kiven the loy mashkachas nezires shloy yochu af al zog vechartzim. Since we don't find a nezires that is not chal af al an zog vechartzim. That means we don't find a Naziris that's chal only on Zog v'chalzen. Ki omar rachmoni yeferenu damash mekulei al kochen afilu al Zog v'chalzen koma. Now, let us try to explain what the Ran is saying. The Chidushi agrees al Rambam, page 58. He says Pshat in the Ran as follows. Kiven the ain Neziris Lachatzoi. There's no Neziris Lachatzoi. What does that mean? There's no Nozir and Zog v'chartzen alone. The kule chad milsehi is one set of naziris. It's yayin and zog v'chalzen. A kolchoch memeled leshayich bezeh hadin dein meifel l'sheine misane. That you shouldn't be meifel l'sheine misane. The kiven the kulu chad milseninu b'chaloisa neder u'b'chaloisa fore. It's one Issa of Yayin Zog v'chalzen, v'loidomi l'shtei kikreis, is also the Loshen of the Biskarov. This is not similar to two kikreis. Shehein beis dvorim nifrodim. I made a neder on two kikreis. One that's misan and one that's ain't misan. Sheeinom tluyim ze boze. I stuck them together. But in Yisoid, this is two separate entities. I'm answering a kika that's misane. I'm answering a kika that's ainu misane. So therefore, there Rabbi Yochanan said, so the hafore is on the nether, the nether, that's yiferenu, the nether of inu nefesh. I made in one nether two kikris, but one is a nether of inu nefesh, one is a nether of not in the nefesh. So mamela, if any means you're made for the nether of in the nefesh. But over here, there's no such thing as two nedorim. The neziris, the ain neziris rechatzoin, v'kulo chad milse. There's an iser, there's a common iser. And chalzon zogin yayin. So memele. So it's one big nether. Lefiz enimtza that's a mafore chol of a neziris gam al advorim shein b'minei nefesh. Here I could be mefer the. That means here Rabbi Yochanan is moide to Shmuel. That means since here it's one big nether. So memela, in order to create a fora on this nether, you have to be made for the whole nether, or else you can't be made for a part of the nether. It's one big issa. So memela, so here you can here he's made for here the yiferenu is on the whole nether. I had a shtikel ha'orev. The Ran says. The Ran proves that it's one big neder. So he says, the loy meshkachas nizirish shloyochel af al zog vechaltzu. We don't find a nizirish that's chal al zog vechaltzu. That means, if there'd be a nizirish that's chal al zog vechaltzu, there's such a nozer who drinks wine, but zog vechaltzu doesn't have. So memele, so then we say, there's two types of nizirish. The Naziris is the Naziris of Inui Nefesh, the Naziris of He Inui Nefesh. So Memela, so then I would say, see a Mefer, this is the Naziris of Inui Nefesh, not the Naziris of not Inui Nefesh. But since we don't find, Lemeshkachas Naziris Shalayochel up, that a Naziris should only be Chal and Zog Vechalzen. So Memela, so we see, so it's, but like the Loshon, the Kulu, Chad Milsaninu. It's one big Issa. That's what the Ran is saying. That's how the Biskop explains Pshat and the Ran. But I want to mention one Ha'ore. In the beginning of Mesechtes Nedorim, and that Beis Amet Beis, we spoke out different Mahalchim in Rishonim, Achronim, what's Pshat and Anozer? Others learn Pshat and Anozer that Anozer assels all the minim. He assels, he assels Yain, he assels Chalzon, he assels Zog, and either the Yain is the Isachetza or the Piv, Lishtiyas Yain, Bachilas Chalzon, Bezog. But he's asking all the minim. That's a nozer. The Marit says, a nozer does not ask anything. He doesn't make any yisunim whatsoever. The Marit says, when he says Hareini nozer, he becomes a Kodesh. That's all. I want to become a Kodesh. The Torah says, a Kodesh is special dinim. Just like a Kohen is not allowed to be Metamel Meisim. He has Kedushas Kun, he's not allowed to be Metamel Meisim. A nozer has kedushas naziris, he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not in metamele meisim. So the Marit says that there's no isurim whatsoever, there's only a kabbalas kedushas naziris, and the rest are isurei Torah. Now, dach sechmir, if the Ran, if the Ran would hold like the Marit, so the Ran doesn't have to kvetch and say, well, we don't find this anissa of chalz and bezog without yayin. We don't find such a thing. There's nothing more to talk about. She never asked of chalz and bezog. You, the nedel, what she made, what he's made for, is not the chalz and bezog that the Torah made. She didn't make that. She didn't make this a yayin either. She just said Hareini Nozel. And he has to be made for this Hareini Nozel. That's it. So Memele, so if that's her nether, that's what he's made for. So you have to bend back and give explanations why he can't only be made for, he can't be made for half a nether. Because we don't find the Ziris on Chalz and Bezok. He's made for the Hareini Nozel. So that's Sechmir Daran. The Ran, and we said that's when that Beis Amid Beis also, the Ran doesn't learn like the Marit. The Ran learns she's making Yisurim. So maybe the Ran had a Pesachtikul Kashas over. So she's making Yisurim of Inni Nefesh. She's making Yisurim of not Inni Nefesh, so let's let him be made with Inni Nefesh. She says, no, but it's a set. All these Yisurim go together. We don't find one without the other. That's Mipshat and the Ran. If we look in the Rosh, we'll recall on that Beis Amid Beis, the Rosh held like the Marit. The Rosh held like the Marit. What does the Rosh say over here? Ein Neziris lachatzoin, sh'omar reini nezira, chal olea kol dini neziris. Och sh'omar muvul rimuvul hakol. Leidom lo nodre b'shteit kikrish tach shnei nedorim domi. But here he seems to say, dach sech meh, when she said Arayni Nizira, Chal Oleh, the neder is Arayni Nizira, then it's Chal Oleh Dini Nizira. Not she made such a neder and such a neder. She said Arayni Nozer. And the Dini Nizira was Chal Oleh. So Lucheri has to be made for the Arayni Nozer. So that's the Chmir, the Ran Lushitosoi and the Rosh Lushitosoi. Just let's go a little further. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Hakobn lachasi neziris ike? Elo omar Abaye, ein neziris lachatsoin, ve ein kolben lachatsoin. Let us see the Ram. Omalei Abaye, Hakobn lachasi neziris ike, bitmiya. The Mida Ka'amrit, that means Abaye was just being medayik the Loshen of Rav Yosef. The Mida Ka'amrit ein Neziris lachatzoim. That means the Nesurei Neziris are not lachatzoim. You can't have halfway Yisurim. V'loi Ka'amrit ein chatzoim v'Neziris. Mashme de v'Neziris atzmai hu deleke chatzoim. In Neziris, there's no halfway. The Yisurim are the Yisur Neziris, there's no Chatzoyim. But it would seem from you, Hoyesh Kolben Lachatzi Neziris, but a Kolben the Rubi for a Chatzi Neziris. Kigoy. Shenodro Umonso Tesvav Yoyim. She made an edda, she counted 15 days, Vahofolo Bailo. V'nimtzo mevatel tes vov yoim haboim. She's mevatel the next 15 days. He was made for the Naziris, so she's ois nozo now. Avol tes vov yoim shemontzo kvar. But the first 15 days that she counted loy nekru. The kaimlam bepeg mishom areini nozer the baal megis gayis. That a baal cuts, with his afori cuts the neder in half mikanel habe. So Memeilo come out according to you from your Loshin, you said in Nezir Chatzoyim, you didn't say Ein Chatzoyim bin Neziris, so it seemed that Lagabi the Kolbin, you would bring a Kolbin on a half a minui. Metama Abaye Hechtovi Kolbin al Mitzas Minyan, that doesn't make sense. Elo Omar Abaye Ein Neziris Lachatzoyim Ben Kolbin Lachatzoyim. Just like the Isurei Neziris are not chal halfway, sheyefshe lahofa miktzoson dahainu yayim teyosra dain bezog vechartzon hochinami ein kolben lachatzoy. So there's no kolben lachatzoy also. The chol shahofa lo baal betoich minyan nezirusom. The Baal was Mefer in the Minyan, Beneath Batal, Minyan Oysam Yomim Aboim, and now the Minyan of the coming days became Botal. Shuvayne Meviye Kolben, Bishvil Mitzvah's Minyan Yazir Shaman Sakvar. She will not bring a Kolben on the previous Minyan, Shloyomre Toire, Lahovi Kolben, Lachatzoyim, Elo al minyan nezirish sholem. So just like the isurei neziris, there's no such din of partial isurim. So the same thing on the kolben that's brought on the minyan of neziris, there's no kolben on a partial minyan.